USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The IRS will push its April 15th tax filing deadline to May 17th. The agency and Treasury Department announced in a joint statement Wednesday. The decision comes after lawmakers asked the IRS to postpone the deadline due to what is becoming one of the most complicated tax seasons in decades. Democrats are zeroing in on raising the corporate tax from its current 21% to 28% as one of the easiest ways to find new revenue for an infrastructure package. While most senators are signaling that President Biden's next big-ticket bill must come with a way to pay for it, the White House and its allies are growing confident they can get there in part by increasing corporate taxes. AMC Movie Theaters are planning to have nearly all of its U.S. theaters open by Friday, marking a milestone for the chain that dodged bankruptcy during the pandemic. The last remaining theaters it has left to reopen are mostly in Southern California, where health officials demanded cinemas stay closed. We are USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. Trustednewspaper.com.
As the surge of illegal immigrants cross our border, the Biden administration plans to house as many as 3,000 unaccompanied children in the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas, Texas. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the White House needs to answer some questions about setting up these so-called decompression centers.
How long will these children be here? What countries have they come from, and what COVID variants have they been exposed to? Are they being tested for COVID? And if so, how is the administration handling those who test positive?
The children are believed to be mostly from Central America, with one newly arrived child identified as a six-year-old.
The convention center is in the Dallas downtown historic district. The Internal Revenue Service has moved back tax day this year from April 15th to May 17th. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
After bouncing around the league for a few years, Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner tells MLB.com it's been worth the ride.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster ride as far as my career has gone, but I've done a little bit of everything. I've been up and down. I've been traded. I've been non-tendered. I've been the 25th man, and I've been the all-star third baseman for the Dodgers as well. So experienced it all, but I think along the way, probably the thing that I'm most proud of is, the way I carry myself and the respect that I receive from the guys in the locker room around me. I think that's probably the most important thing, even greater than, all those numbers on the back of your baseball card.
After winning the World Series in the shortened 2020 season, the emotions continue to carry him into another World Series run.
Yeah, the emotions are pretty high, obviously. Being from Los Angeles, growing up in Southern California, knowing the void of championships that have been going on here for 33 years, and being able to bring that trophy back home, not just for the players and staff, but, the organization, the fans, the ownership, it's been huge. And there's been a lot said already about, what it's going to be like, what it takes to repeat. We know it hasn't been done in 21 years since the Yankees did it. And we're going to embrace the challenge. We're going to show up every day and try to continue to get better, continue to grow, and win as many games as we can.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.